street one day.
Does anyone really know what time it is? Yes, it is time to open a thrift shop with DJ Frederick. This is DJ Frederick live and local on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. With Radio Thrift Shop, your first destination in the Wayback Machine. Dusting off vinyl, queuing up the tape deck, spinning endangered CDs from the past 100 years of recorded sound. Indeed, you can spring forward and backward in time at the thrift shop. Come on the amazing journey and learn all you should know. I got a very cool reissued LP from Light in the Attic Records. Just about my favorite record label. This is a reissue of a Vanguard record that was, I believe, first released in 1968. By Peter Walker, who I believe is a native of Cambridge, Massachusetts, or at least spent a lot of time there. He's most well known for his LP Rainy Day Raga, but this was his second album called Second Poem to Carmela, or Gypsies Are Important. Anyway, so I've got this on the turntable here at the Radio Thrift Shop. We're going to listen to the first cut on side one. This is Peter Walker in a tune called Second Song. Thank you. just one of those things. That's Stan Freeman on the harpsichord from one of my favorite 10-inch vinyl releases back from 1951, Come on a Stan's House. Before that, we heard Lord Sitar with the Blue Jay Way, Balsara and his singing sitars with San Francisco de Assisi, and we started that set off with Peter Walker. I may play another track or two from that LP before the end of the show. And indeed, we have about another 45 minutes or so, or, you know, we'll just see kind of like how long I want to jam out here. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, live and local. I'm here every Sunday afternoon. Now, taking a look at what's happening at the Wilmot Community Association. Now, if you are the publicity person for a nonprofit organization, you may want to attend the Press Releases 101 workshop from 10 to 11:30 a.m. on Saturday, March 29th at the Red Barn. Board members Ann Davis, a retired journalist, and Kimberly Slover, a communications expert, will lead the workshop. The session is free for WCA members. For more information, you can send an email to wca@tds.net or call the Wilmot Community Association office at 526-7934. That's 526-7934. And leave a message. And for a bonus, they'll be serving breakfast nibbles and beverages. You can't go wrong. That's Press Releases 101, a workshop at the Wilmot Community Association on Saturday, March 29th from 10 to 11:30 a.m. I'll be back right after this.
Exploring science in the sea. Whales and walruses might not seem like they have much in common, but for a couple of centuries, they shared a common fate. They were hunted to near extinction by whaling fleets. Walruses were prized for their blubber, which was rendered down to make oil, their tough skins, and their ivory tusks. There are two main groups of walruses. The Pacific walrus inhabits the waters near Russia and Alaska. Thanks to restrictions on hunting, its population has rebounded to a couple of 100,000. The Atlantic walrus, which lives around Canada and Greenland, is protected too, yet its population is only around 20,000, down from perhaps hundreds of thousands a couple of centuries ago. The Atlantic walrus is the smaller species. Males grow to about 8 to 10 feet long and weigh about 3,000 pounds. The walruses live on the pack ice during winter and come ashore during summer. They use their sensitive whiskers to find clams on the dimly lit ocean floor. Walruses are best known for their tusks, which can grow up to 3 feet long. They use the tusks to pull themselves out of the water and onto the ice, and to chip breathing holes from below the ice. And during mating season, males use their tusks as weapons. Atlantic walruses may have made a small comeback in recent years, but native populations in Canada and Greenland are allowed to kill a few hundred each year, and a warmer climate is reducing the ice where they live in the winter. Another challenge for a species that's just hanging on. Science in the Sea, a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute, is on the web at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Well, thank you, Holly. We're going to listen to a few tunes now from a compilation called The Cool Scene, starting out with a group called The Smart Set.
Just as lonely as I.
Indeed, we've definitely entered the thrift shop portion of the show. That was Marty Wilson with Manteca. Before that, Robert Prince and Improvisation. We started that set off with the Smart Set, and It's a Lonesome Old Town. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, and it is time to do Drop the Needle. Yes, indeed. Drop the Needle features an album that I have found at a thrift shop, or it could be a CD or a tape, but in general, it's an album. It's going to be something that I've never heard before, and I'm going to play at least 1 minute of it, no matter how excellent or how terrible it is. I don't think I can go wrong with this album, just judging from the cover. It's the Barclay Stars, Guitars Unlimited. It was released on Atco Records in 1966. I'm going to play the last cut on side two. It is called Opus de Funk by Horace Silver, who's a very cool composer. So I don't think I can go wrong with this one, but let's see. This actually has Guy Pedersen on bass and some other fantastic musicians. So without further ado, let's drop the needle on the Barclay Stars, Guitars Unlimited, Opus de Funk. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that's Al Hurt with Harlem Hendu. And before that, we heard a couple of tunes from a privately pressed album by Mike Feams. We heard I Would Dream and I'll Be a Star. That's a great, great album. I just love coming across these albums that people pressed up in the edition of maybe 50, 100, or a few hundred copies back in the day with a generic cover. Good, good stuff. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. And before we close up the Thrift Shop for today, I want to go back to the album by Peter Walker that has just been reissued on Light in the Attic Records. It is Second Poem to Carmela, or Gypsies Are Important. It features Peter Walker on sarod and guitar, Jim Pepper on flute, John Blair on violin, Jim Hotep on tabla, and Midnight on tambura. Gonna hear a couple of tracks from side one. This is I and Thou. Thank you. very, very cool album. Second Poem to Carmela by Peter Walker. This is DJ Frederick. You've been listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. Each week we take a trip up and down the dusty aisles of music from about 1900 AD until next week. And I do mean next week, not the next show, but sometimes I play stuff that's been unreleased yet. So I want to say thank you for listening. By the way, if you're out there, please support radioforall.net. Next week, I think I'll be back with The Cosmic Cabin, so please stay tuned for that. Now, remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love. Thank you.